I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Well, thanks for coming back and starting the week with us after Easter yesterday. I hope you had a nice Easter Sunday. Man, we did. The whales were out again in Port Susan Bay. Sunshine, lots of food, good family. As the Easter weekend approached in New Jersey, Clifton, New Jersey, a dentist named Wayne Gangi put up some Easter decorations outside his office this year. Some racy Easter decorations. Five mannequins in lingerie wearing bunny ears. You see where he's going. That's where he's getting the bunny thing. So he's got the bunny ears going, but it's lingerie on mannequins, fishnet stockings, and they're holding Easter baskets and stuff. Well, a lot of people have been stopping by and taking pictures, and the city says, well, he's not breaking any laws. But one woman who lives across the street thinks this is disgusting for Easter. You can't have mannequins and fishnets and lingerie out there. That's not what Easter's all about. So last week...
It's okay for Valentine's, but not Easter.
Yeah, yeah. So last week, you know, Tuesday, I think it was, we're ramping up to Easter, she started tearing down the display while a local reporter was doing a story on it. It was getting to the point where, you know, everybody's stopping to see this thing. So the news crew sends a crew out to film this thing, see what the hubbub's about. And that's when neighbor Desiree Mozick came over with some scissors and started cutting the mannequins down, taking them apart and leaving them in Wayne's driveway, and then cut the mannequins' heads off. The reporter said, a bizarre story just took an even more bizarre turn. The reporter warned her, look, you can get arrested or fined for destroying somebody else's property. She says, it's worth it. That's not what Easter's about.
Okay. How many times have you seen bits and pieces of Caddyshack over the years? You're surfing around and all of a sudden there it is. Probably 100 times, maybe a couple hundred times. Who knows? Well, a Wisconsin guy broke a Guinness World Record by seeing a movie 116 times in the theater. He paid to see Captain Marvel 116 times in the theater. This guy spent 12,268 minutes watching the Captain Marvel movie. I don't know. You can 116 times 10 was $10 for a movie at least now, isn't it? Something like that. He said, I thought it was impossible.
$1,000.
He said he needed to go to at least 104 screenings to break the current record for most times seeing the same movie in the theater, but he decided to make it 116 while he was collecting all the evidence that is required by the Guinness people. He said, to be official, I have to have certain pictures taken, like in front of a movie poster. I have to have two written witness statements saying I was actually there. Now, this guy is no stranger to Guinness. He has four previous Guinness records to his name, including running a half marathon while wearing the most number of shirts. I don't know how many that was. The fastest time to drink 1 liter of gravy. And that one he did in 1 minute.
I could challenge him on that.
1 minute and 12 seconds he drank a liter of gravy.
Wow. And in Florida last week, the police there in, I think it's Fort Myers, set up a crackdown on some speeders, set up a speed trap. Well, oh, Collier County Sheriff's Office said on Facebook that officers were initially set up to conduct the speed enforcement operation in the Golden State Estates neighborhood after a request from some residents. There's people speeding through here all the time. You got to send someone over. So they set up the speed trap. And they say, quote, this is from the Collier County Sheriff. After a significant amount of time had passed, we were puzzled. Traffic was steady. Why we just identified one driver who was traveling over the speed limit? Question mark. They weren't sure. All day they're out there. They can't figure out why they only got one guy. Well, police went to wrap things up for the day, and they realized that someone had taken a piece of plywood, gone up the street a little bit, and posted a police ahead sign against one of the speed limit signs with an arrow pointing to where the speed trap was.
I can't believe
there's your answer. There. Somebody beat you to the punch.